good morning. It's 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, for Sync and Ocean.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump is on a mission to shut down the Department of Education.
Protect our students. Protect
teachers in Warren, Michigan have held a protest to draw attention to, they say, the impact dismantling the Department of Education would have on students and the community. President Trump will sign an executive order to begin the process, but he can only go so far without Congress. Bob Callender, president of the Warren, Michigan Teachers Union, tells CBS News,
about $15 million in federal funding comes into our school district alone. That's easily 150 to 200 staff positions that could be impacted.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The Trump administration has until noon today to give a judge more info about the deportation flights of alleged migrant gang members to El Salvador. So far, DOJ attorneys have refused, which retired federal judge John Jones says sets a dangerous precedent.
If court orders are disregarded, then you're in a world where judges don't matter, and you don't have the checks against the executive branch, and that, my view, will lead to anarchy.
Several federal charges were announced against the alleged leader of the Roland 60s Crip gang in L.A. Eugene Henry Jr. is accused of running a mafia-like organization known as Big U Enterprise. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally.
Henley used this charity as a front. He used it to conceal his fraudulent activities, his criminal enterprises activities, and evade detection from law enforcement.
The death toll from overnight Israeli airstrikes in Gaza is now at least 85. And the Israeli military says because ground operations have resumed as well, Palestinians will no longer be allowed to enter northern Gaza from the south. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
They've effectively cut off the north from the south. That's something we actually saw earlier in the war, and it could be part of a tactic aimed at moving some of the Palestinian population.
Damaging weather in the Midwest. Rosie Ramirez was in her car in Highland, Indiana, when the massive storm ripped through.
All of a sudden, I feel my car lifting up in the air, and I'm screaming to my husband. I have him on the phone. I said, it's taking me, it's taking me. Then as soon as I said it, boom, the car went down.
It is the first day of spring, also known as the vernal equinox. On this day, the Earth's axis is not tilted toward or away from the sun. As for that myth that you can balance an egg on the vernal equinox, it's not what it's cracked up to be. According to the Astronomical Society of the Pacific, the equinox has absolutely nothing to do with getting an egg to stand on its own. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10, and Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in L.A., where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We are going to start things off a little breezy this morning with a little bit of blowing snow, but the wind will die down. The sun will come out as we head into the afternoon. 37 today with wind decreasing this afternoon. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Occasionally, there's that person that brings their own cup to Starbucks. I have my own cup. Yeah, so do we. They're at home. Let me understand this. You have your life together enough to bring your own cup, but you can't make your own damn coffee? No. You stand there. You just stand. All the chairs are taken. Because Starbucks is not only a coffee shop, it's also an upscale unemployment office. Filled with students, people on conference calls. There's always that one guy that set up his office in Starbucks. Can you move your fax machine? It's packed. It's like the opposite of Dunkin' Donuts. You walk in Dunkin' Donuts, you feel like you're entering an active crime scene. Shelves are bare, there's no employees around. Are you guys even open? Did I just break in? I don't want to touch anything and leave my DNA.
1964 with the Seekers. I'll never find another you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJM. Here's a real dad for you, okay? This dad in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal, but he had officials go through a ton of garbage at the city dump, and they got it back to her. Now, it went through a trash compactor, but the toy did survive. What a dad. Didn't want his daughter disappointed. I love it. It's 8:11 local news. Timeless hits with CCR Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
Bye.
closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Glass Brandy, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:16. It is spring. It's officially kicked in at 4:01 this morning. There is a list online of things that have I've got your springtime stuff. Where was that springtime stuff I had for you here? Oh, yes. Okay. Got to get ready for spring, all right? Everybody loves spring except people with allergies, and it's kind of deadly for them. Here are some tips from the experts on how to deal with the allergy season, which began at 4:01 this morning. Get an air purifier. We have one in our house. Runs 24 hours a day. Keep the air pure. Always shower before bed. People don't realize how much pollen collects on their skin and clothing. Buy some local honey. We do that. We have our dealer on on Three Mile. He supplies us with local honey all the time. Can help you build up a tolerance to local pollen. Just put some in your tea or on your cereal. It really tastes good, too. Track the pollen count. Spend more time indoors when it's high. And wear sunglasses. Interesting. It can block some of the pollen from hitting your eyes, making your eyes red and itchy. It's springtime. Isn't it great? Going up, we've got some more favorites for you. More local news and timeless hits. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things are moving forward on The Boys prequel, Vought Rising. Producers just added actress Elizabeth Posey to one of the lead roles, although they are not divulging much about the character. Posey joins cast members Jensen Ackles and Aya Cash, who are reprising their roles as Soldier Boy and Stormfront from The Boys. Amazon Prime is the studio behind the show, which will see Ackles and Cash as executive producers, along with The Boys series creator and writer Eric Kripke. Sticking with casting, according to Deadline, Greg Kinnear will join the show Margo's Got Money Troubles. The Apple TV show stars Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer. Fanning plays the daughter of a Hooters waitress and a pro wrestler who finds herself as a new mom with no money. So she starts an OnlyFans page and uses her father's pro wrestling tactics to make it work. Sure, it sounds confusing, but wait till you see it. Margo's Got Money Troubles is based on the novel of the same title by Rufy Thorpe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andre Scama, treasurer.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't it too hard to quit on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. This is Great Balls of Fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, 822 Local News, Tamla Sits, WRJN. For today on this first day of spring, a gradual clearing with a high near 38. Clear tonight, lows 30. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 53. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 39. Sunny on Saturday, I should say, with a high near 39. Rain on Sunday with a high near 45. Cloudy, 32 degrees right now at Radio Park. There's a list online of things that have gradually disappeared over the past decade with really nobody noticing, like fairly priced streaming services. Now, they were a lot less comprehensive 10 years ago, but they were priced that low to get you hooked. Small independent hardware stores, the mom and pop stores, a real live person answering a business phone, 24-hour businesses. The pandemic killed them, and it seems like a lot of them aren't coming back. Toys and cereal boxes. Now, to be fair, they started disappearing long ago, but now they're not existent. They don't put toys in those boxes anymore. People smoking cigarettes, physical checks as payment, ownership. Everything's now rented, leased, or subscription-based. And someone said something else disappearing over the past decade with nobody noticing. He said, my hair.
Hey, hey, Paula.
Paul and Paula. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. On this first day of spring, do you really feel like working?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
W-R-J-N.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
The Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Every once in a while, something comes along and I can't explain it. Has no explanation whatsoever. In a poll, 13% of Americans claim society would function much better if there weren't any laws. Again, I can't explain these kind of things. It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check news locally. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites.
They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie Schools Division 4 game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage, facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are going to start things off a little breezy this morning with a little bit of blowing snow, but the wind will die down. The sun will come out as we head into the afternoon. 37 today with wind decreasing this afternoon. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I'm on a strict running program. I started yesterday. I've only missed one day so far. Oh, I'm serious about it this time. I'm serious about it. I tried cross-country skiing last year. That's a tough sport. Here's a little tip if you're going to try it. Start off with a small country. And go the width, not the length. Chile's a good beginner's country because it's only like this wide.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. No, no, there's no break. There's no break. There's no break, but I got you. I got you. This is not television. This is no break. This is just happening now. You're not watching television. Interesting, interesting. It would be nice to be able to take a break, though. If you're talking to somebody and there's a laugh or a lull and you don't feel like talking, just say, I'll take a break. I'll be right back. That'd be good, wouldn't it? I think it'd be nice.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Casino, your mama don't dance, daddy don't rock and roll, 836. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hope you're not eating breakfast right now. A Korean restaurant in New York City is being sued after a couple allegedly found a dead rat in their soup order. They posted photos of it online. So would the waiter come to the table and say, you ordered the clam chowder, oh, and you ordered the dead rat soup? I mean, how did that happen? The health department has shut the place down for now. I mean, how do you give somebody a bowl of soup with a dead rat in it and don't know it? 837, looking for a gradual clearing today. Highs near 38, right now cloudy and 32 degrees right here in Radio Park.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start. First time.
The Beatles, Lady Madonna. It's 841 local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, if you're a traveler, this is going to be a kind of a scary story for you here. And if you're a bargain hunter, there's nothing more satisfying than scoring a great deal. That is, unless you, you know, have a business that thinks it's too good to be true and they refuse to honor that deal. Case in point, a traveler online said they booked a hotel for an international trip through Expedia and got a great price. But then the hotel called them directly and asked them to cancel it because the rate was too low. The traveler went back to Expedia and was told, hey, the booking's confirmed and that hotel has to honor it as long as the traveler doesn't cancel. But the hotel ignored that and said if the traveler didn't cancel, they just would refuse it. If they showed up, they wouldn't get the room. Naturally, a lot of people told the traveler not to cancel, which is, you know, big for you to do it. But if you're doing an expensive trip to the Middle East and all of a sudden you don't have a hotel room, you know, it's easy for you to say. Since it was an international trip to the Middle East, the person didn't feel comfy having a booking with a hostile hotel, so they canceled it. Expedia did reimburse the traveler and gave them bonus credit for the hassle. Now, we assume the traveler found another hotel and that Expedia will no longer deal with that original place. Could you imagine getting a great deal and the hotel says, no, we're not going to honor that. It's too good a deal. I've never had that happen before. It's 8:43. Local news, Timeless Hits on this first day of spring here at WRJN. Tambourine Man, 845, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We'll be talking to Dick Graceffa in just a moment here. He's going to be calling the play-by-play for two basketball games coming up that will determine who's going to the state finals. That's coming up shortly. But first, you ever look for a parking space and you say, oh, man, I don't like that parking space. I'll get this space over here. Well, parking spaces, you'll never think of them the same after hearing this story. A single parking space in Boston is up for sale. And this is currently right now for the low price of $750,000. It's in a parking garage in the upscale Beacon Hill area of Boston. Now, if $750,000 for a parking spot sounds like a lot, it's actually more than that because the garage charges a $400 a month fee and you have to pay the property taxes on it, $291, just for a parking space.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
And let's thank our sponsors for these games. We have some great sponsors like Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. And Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeast Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. The guy doing the play-by-play for these two games coming up, big important games. Dick Persef is with me right now. Dick, this is for all the marbles, I guess, right?
It sure is. The next 3 days will determine if Racine brings back any gold basketballs by Sunday.
Is that what they give you, a gold basketball?
Yeah, you get a gold for if you get to the championship game, you get the gold for if you win it, and if you're runner-up, you get a silver.
Huh. Who knew? I didn't know that. Okay, so we have two games coming up. Let's talk about tonight's game first. At 6 o'clock, Racine Prairie playing Bonduelle in Division Four, and we figured out where Bonduelle is. It's around the Green Bay area. I actually sent you a map because you didn't know where it was either. So they're coming all the way. Well, actually, the game's being held where? Where's it being played?
At the Kohl Center in Madison.
Okay, so it's Racine Prairie against Bonduelle in Division Four tonight. How do we look?
Well, it's the Cinderella story. The Prairie School's the only school in the tournament with a losing record, but somehow they have figured out since tournament play has started how to win. So we'll see if the dream continues with the Prairie School, but they're going against the team that's been number one in Division Four all year. Bonduelle, they're 27-1, so they're going to have a tough task tonight.
Well, we will have the game. The pregame starts at 6. Tip off at what, 6:35? And it's all here on WRJN tonight. And let's talk about tomorrow's game. Racine Park, number one Racine Park, makes their first state appearance in over 60 years against Cedarburg. Now, this game's tomorrow night, and actually tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, a rare afternoon game. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's the first game of the afternoon session at 1:35. And Park is the number one seed. They've been ranked number one or two all year. They'll come in 26-2 against Cedarburg, 20-8. And the Park Panthers, if they play like they've been playing, I mean, as you, that little clip you played, they won the sectional final by 30. So they are very, very talented.
Okay, now, depending who wins, we will have a game on Saturday. Now, what would that game be? Go ahead.
Okay, for Park, they would play the first game of the evening session, and that game would start at 6:35. We'd have pregame at 6 o'clock.
I get so confused when we start doing the ifs. If they win, if they win, if these win, if that win, if the sun doesn't rise and the moon doesn't shine, then we'll play a game. I always get confused with that stuff. Okay, so let's do a quick review here so people don't get too confused. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Racine Prairie School plays Bonduelle in Division 4. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, Racine Park makes their first state appearance in over 60 years against Cedarburg. We will have both games on WRJN. You can hear the stream also, if you'd like, at dgsports.mixlr.com. Dick Graceffa calling a play-by-play for both. Depending who wins, then we'll have a Saturday evening game as well, right?
Saturday evening or a Saturday afternoon game if Prairie wins, too.
If.
Yes.
But we'll keep track of that because tomorrow we'll find out more information, and we'll talk about it tomorrow morning as well. So, hey, good luck tonight out at the Kohl Center out in Madison. Congratulations on a great season so far, and now the big wrap-up's coming. Hey, Dick, we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks, Don.
All right, Dick Graceffa calling the play-by-play high school sports right here on WRJN. And don't forget, Racine Raiders football begins May 3rd every Saturday night. Racine Raiders during the summer here on WRJN.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down,
frowned. You'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Local news, 10 List Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Bright and early. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus, and then at 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman. 6 o'clock tonight, we've got high school sports on WRJN Radio. So this should be an exciting day today. It's the first day of spring, and guess what? The sun is out. It's 33 degrees. Enjoy the day today, all right? And keep it right here, of course, for local news, Timeless Hits, and Neil Diamond.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where the president is expected to sign an executive order today to try to shut down the Department of Education. CBS's Weijia Zhang is at the White House.
A senior administration official says the order does not impact student loans or Title I, a program that helps students from low-income families. It also doesn't impact the law.